If you are ready to find God's calling for your life, or maybe you already know your calling, but you just aren't sure how to embrace it, then you came to the right place. Hi, I'm Shauna Parker. I'm a Christian motivational speaker, coach trainer, and coach for Christian women. My joy comes from helping Christians just like you discover your own unique calling through five core components: your spiritual gifts, your love language, passion-driven pursuits, aspirational goals, and heartfelt concerns. Get ready to take notes and embrace the change because, friend, it's time to get serious about God's calling on your life. Have you ever wanted something so bad that you would do almost anything to make it happen? For my entire life, I have always wanted to be an entrepreneur and work for myself. I even did an entire episode on here on the podcast when it was Make Money Doing What You Love on how I was inspired as a young child, like around the age of 8, simply by watching the movie Baby Boom. Now, if you listened to last week's episode, you know that I recently accepted a position with a company to help us get out of debt, hopefully a lot faster. In that episode, I also shared some struggles that I had been dealing with. And honestly, when I recorded that episode, I honestly thought that I was out of that darkness and everything was great again. And then the weekend came and I had a lot of time to think. As my husband was out of town with a friend on Saturday, so I just spent the day thinking and talking to God, and I have to say, it really wasn't a darkness this time. I don't think I was going back into that, you know, like when you get in your head and you go down that negative rabbit hole. This time was different. It was more like a realization. Have you ever had that happen? Kind of like a aha moment, but more of a realization where you realize something and then you just want to soak it all in and just take it in and just understand it and just let it sit. Maybe I'm not making any sense, or maybe I am. It makes sense to me, but sometimes I feel so alone when I try to share what's going on in my head because it's a lot. Therefore, I'm going to do my absolute best to make this clear as possible. Okay, so over the weekend, I had this realization that the reason I see some success and then it drops off is because I have been so busy chasing the money. I have been setting goals and doing everything in my power to create the life that I want versus the life that God wants for me. Believe me when I say I feel like such a fraud. Okay, maybe not a fraud, but I definitely feel like I have been conforming to this world and possibly even leading others down that path as well. I say that because as I have been reading through the Bible from front to back, my perspective on so many things has changed. At first, it was a little here and a little there, but as I got into the New Testament, things really began to change for me, especially reading the letters that Paul wrote. It's the first time in my life that I actually sat down and read through the Bible, page by page, word by word, and it's the first time I actually am understanding what I'm reading. So, as I said, my perspectives have began to change, such as setting goals and creating the life you want if you just believe in yourself. I know that all these years I have been setting goals with money as my end goal, telling myself I was doing it for God. That realization this past weekend, I felt disgusted and ashamed, but I also felt a huge amount of relief. And it didn't take long for me to realize the relief was coming from God, while the disgust and the shame was actually coming from myself, possibly even some from the devil. Who knows? We can't blame him for everything, but it could have possibly some of it been from him. He could have been playing into my emotions, let's put it like that. But coincidentally, I've also been doing this devotion on the YouVersion app, and it was called, I just finished, it was called the Aligned Ambitions Goal Setting God's Way. So it's Aligned Ambitions Goal Setting God's Way. Something that stuck out to me from that devotion was the verse from James 4, 13 through 15. And this is what it says. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this city or to that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or do that. I read that and it hit me so hard. However, like I said, I also felt some immediate relief. Relief from no longer feeling like I have to be the one that figures it all out. Another coincidence is that I kept hearing this saying, and I kept hearing it, but it was like, you know how you hear the same message, but it's not verbatim every single time, but it's the same message. So another coincidence that I just kept hearing over this past couple weeks is, if you are struggling or you get frustrated a lot, it is because what you are doing is not aligned with God's plan. Ugh. Then, of course, my brain immediately went to coaching, coach training, and podcasting. I began having thoughts like, am I doing these things for God? Am I doing these things for my own selfish benefits? And the truth is, this is hard for me to share with you, but the truth is, I believe that I've been doing it for my own selfish benefits. I say that because I find myself constantly checking my download numbers, my email opt-ins. I'm constantly trying to figure out how to make things work even better so I can make more money. The more I thought about all this, the more I felt this urge to just give everything up and follow Jesus. Never in my life have I wanted to please him more. In fact, that verse where Jesus tells he tells the disciples, it's in Matthew 16:24-26. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For the first time in my life, that verse made so much sense to me. But what does giving everything up consist of? Do I give up podcasting? Do I give up coaching? Do I give up coach training? Honestly, I don't know what any of this consists of, but the one thing I do know is that God knows. And because God knows, I trust that he will guide me going forward. Just as he will guide you if you make the conscious decision to focus on him. That's key. Focus on him. Proverbs 16:3 says, to commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Jesus tells us in John 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Now, I struggled with this for years. I even at times thought the Bible was being controversial, telling us one thing here and then telling us another thing there. Truth be told, we take away what we want to hear from Scripture. This is why it is so important to read the Bible for yourself and to study it, all of it. For years, all I've heard was, ask and it will be given to you. And then when I ask and it isn't given to me, I would get upset and I would feel worthless. Sometimes I would even feel cursed. Okay, a lot of the time I felt cursed. Have you ever felt cursed? Does any of this sound familiar? Have you been asking God for something, believing and expecting him to provide, but he doesn't? Could it be because you ask and then you immediately go out and try to figure it out yourself? Could it be you're doing something for your own selfish benefits instead of truly doing it for God? Is it even aligned with God? Or maybe what you're asking for is simply not aligned with what he wants for you. When I started coaching, I was convinced I was doing it because that is what God wanted. Everything pointed back to coaching, so I got certified. And then I struggled. I do believe that I started off with the right intentions of doing it for God, But then I became so confused about who I coached, how I coached them. Then I needed money, so my focus shifted to that. Then I watched all these coaches make six figures and even millions of dollars a year. And before I knew it, I was caught up in all that hype. Before I knew it, everything revolved around money. When I became a coach trainer, that wasn't for God either. I sincerely thought it was because I have had this pull to churches for a very long time before I ever even became a coach. So when that door opened, I immediately thought, this is God giving me another source of income. Now, I'm not saying that God didn't open that door, because I do believe that God opened that door. What I'm saying is, subconsciously, I was looking at it as another moneymaker and immediately made plans to make X amount of dollars instead of using it for God's glory. Once again, I was the one figuring out how to make more money, how to make things work. I did the same with this podcast. I got sucked into the possibilities of podcasting and all the benefits that I never even ran up by God. Even when I did the rebrand, my focus was to give you what you wanted, because my thinking was, if I give them what they want, then they're going to want to work with me. And at first, the rebrand was amazing. I signed clients. My email list grew. I would even receive messages of encouragement, and I still do. And then it slowly came to a halt that lasted a few weeks and made me feel like I was cursed again. It's silly, I know. So on Saturday, I became aware of all this. It was like God opened a dam in my brain and all the floodwaters just came flowing through. In all honesty, though, I wouldn't have it any other way. With that said, I don't know what tomorrow holds or where I will be or what I will be doing. I do know that from here on out, everything I plan will be God willing. And that includes this podcast. Don't get me wrong, I love showing up here weekly, but because I started this with my own intentions instead of God willing, it hasn't exactly panned out as I had planned. A couple weeks ago, I had a client ask me how long it takes me to put together an episode. And I quickly replied without even thinking, oh, about an hour. And then last week, I paid attention to how long it actually takes me to put an episode together. And I quickly became overwhelmed with starting this new job. It takes me, on average, 2 hours to draft an episode. Then it takes me roughly, on a good day, 10 minutes to record it. And that's if I don't keep stopping and starting over again. Then I spend another 10 minutes editing it, and then another 15 minutes writing the show notes. And then, of course, I have to upload it and schedule it and all that good stuff. It takes a lot. So going forward, I don't have that kind of brain power, that kind of time to spare while working a full-time job. And just so we're clear, I'm not quitting the podcast. Unless, of course, I feel God telling me to. But until then, if that ever happens, I commit to showing up when I can, God willing. I do, however, feel that I feel that God is asking me to focus on writing this book and speaking, because sharing my testimony is so heavy on my heart, and I can now see that I've been fighting this for so many years. Someone argued that, well, Shauna, you're sharing your testimony here on the podcast, and that may be true. However, to podcast, you literally have to come up with fresh content every week, which drains me a lot of the time. Hence why I don't do social media. Sharing my testimony is literally the same story over and over to a different group of people. And that is why I feel led to write this book and to speak, which both have been heavy on my heart for many, many years. The book I actually tried to write when my daughter was little. That's over 20 years ago. I can see now that was simply God preparing me. And speaking, He was preparing me for that too. Speaking became so heavy on my heart during my depression after giving birth to my son, after my near-death experience. But it also always lingered in my heart since I've been a young child, just like the book. Even though I didn't know what I would be speaking on stages about or what I would write a book about, it was still there. Will I be a full-time speaker who has a book? I don't know. I would love to be. It's always been a dream of mine, but It will only happen, God willing. Until next time, I will leave you with something to think about. This is a quote by Hudson Taylor. God's work, done in God's way, will never lack supplies.